From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The mayor of Monument is stepping down. In a press release yesterday, Mayor Rafael Dominguez said he's taking a job that's contingent on his resignation due to potential conflicts of interest. The Board of Trustees in Monument can either fill the vacancy within 60 days or may set an election. The Colorado House is debating the budget this week. The numbers are tight, but as Benta Berkland reports, the Speaker of the House is pleased that lawmakers won't have to cut key programs such as public schools and colleges or Medicaid reimbursements to physicians.
Democratic Speaker Dickie Lee Hollinghorst of Boulder says the budget news is better than originally predicted.
We had some good things happen in terms of not having to take as many cuts as we thought we might. That's not expected to last.
She introduced a companion measure to try and keep more state money through an accounting move. That money would otherwise be refunded to voters in future years under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. But Republicans who control the Senate don't like the bill.
I'd have to characterize it as a stalemate.
Another controversial part of the budget is whether to fund a division in the Public Health and Environment Department that controls and reduces air pollution. Republicans want to strip that from the budget. Meanwhile, Democrats want to keep it in. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Colorado Springs Parks Department is holding a meeting tonight about the proposed land swap between the city and the Broadmoor. The meeting will highlight appraisal values of the parcel exchange, easements, and the Broadmoor's proposed development. The meeting takes place tonight from 6 to 8 at the Gold Camp Elementary School. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.